Welcome to Daf in Practice, Erevin Daf Nun Tes. Much has been discussed in Shuvas and in articles whether or not a woman can be a Mashkiach. And this small lecture is certainly not the place to cover all the ground and all the ink that has been spilled on the topic. But from one halachic perspective, our Gemara and our Tosfos seem to shed light on the discussion. Our Gemara discusses, it's really the Mishnah, that an Eved and a Shivcha are both believed to say, At Kan Tchum Shabbos. You're putting up a sign that the Tchum Shabbos ends here. An Eved and a Shivcha are both believed to say that the Tchum Shabbos was measured and here is where it ends. If you look in Tosfos on Daf Nun Tes Amar Aleph, regarding the Gemara, where the Gemara says that Tchum and Adirabanan, Tosfos says that it's mashma, that if Tchum will be the Raisa, then an Eved and a Shivcha will not be believed. And he says, we believe women daily that the shchita was a kosher shchita, that the nikur they did separating the chalev from the kosher meat was acceptable, and they could be terim challah, they could separate challah from bread. How could they be believed? It's deiraisa. And our Gemara says that if tchum will be deiraisa, then there wouldn't be an emanus. Tosfos says, "Hainu mishum dahave biyada kaidem shenasas hashchita." Since it was biyada before the shchita was done, have biyada lishchait she could do the shchita, but tchumen is not biyada. It's not so simple for the woman to do the actual medida of the tchumen, and therefore only because the tchumen are the rabbanon, that's why the isha is neman. And Tosfos continues, and Tosfos says that by bedikas chametz, the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, that the reason why Nashim and Avadim are believed is only because it's the Rabbanan. Mashmach, Vidai Raisa, a lady, would not be believed. What do you mean? She could do the Bedika. Tosfos says, Hainu Mishum, the Bedika as Chametz, Sarach Diktok, V'Toyrach Gadol. Bedika as Chametz needs a lot of extra work and a lot of looking after. L'fichach yesh lachosh la'atzlos ha'nashim t'vemi mokemachir. Therefore, we have to be concerned that women may be more laid back and therefore they can't be Neman for the Bedika as Chametz. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in 1960, was asked whether or not a woman could be a mashkiach. The situation over there seemed to be that a man, a breadwinner, he was a mashkiach, and now he passed away, and his wife and family needed the parnasa. So the question asked to Rav Moshe was, could the woman take over the mashkiach position that her husband held? And from the tshuva, it seems like Rav Moshe, from a halachic perspective, seemed okay with it, and Rav Moshe's concern was with Srara, that perhaps a Mashkiach position is Srara, and according to the Rambam, a woman may not be in a public position, may not hold a public position, but other than that, Rav Moshe seemed, from a halachic perspective, to be okay with it. Now, there are other tshuvas that were written about this. Rav Moshe Sternbach, in his tshuvas on Haggis, Chelek Aleph, Ois, Af Chavav, he differentiates between a situation where the Balabayas, the person you're working for, is a Shomer Shabbos, and there's less concern that you're going to have to confront this owner with situations where it may be uncomfortable for the woman to confront the owner, to a situation where the Baal Bayis is a Shomer Shabbos, and there's not much that we have to be concerned about. It's just taking care of the things that need to be taken care of on a day-to-day basis, whether it's checking the vegetables or anything else that goes on in a kitchen. And there he seems to be more positive and less hesitant in giving this job to a woman. So it seems like overall, halachically, it's okay. There may be some hashkafa issues that come up. I saw that one of the paiskim mentioned that there may be a concern of yichur. But overall, it seems to be accepted among at least the national kashrus agencies that they allow women to be mashkichos. And like I started with, this is not at all comprehensive. And everybody should speak to their local rabbi and their local kashrus agency for more information. Have a wonderful day.